Chadema to come a major force in Tanzanian politics for years to come. And for that to happen, we have to rediscover our roots. We have to rediscover our mission, which was always fight for democracy, fight for human rights, fight for freedom, justice, and human development.
What do you make of term limits now? How long do you hope to serve?
My vision for reintroduction of term limits is to set 2 5-year terms for our national leaders, and that is to say the party national chairman, 2 vice chairmen, as well as the secretary general and members of his secretariat. This was the state of affairs when the party was first registered in the early 90s. It was scrapped in 2006, and now with the massive growth of the party across the country, it is time to reduce the term limit in order to control some of the maladies which are emerging as a result of the growth of the party. They're beginning to see people who hang on power long after their time was overdue, as it were. Reintroduction of term limit to 2 5-year terms will be enough for that. We also see a situation where we will introduce term limits for members of parliament who represent women in Tanzanian parliament in the local government system of Tanzania. Since special seats for women were first reserved in the early 90s, no term limit was ever passed for their service in parliament. As a result, we have women who are serving in parliament 30 years and so on. When the original rationale for special seats was to give women the opportunity to learn, gain experience in the running of our parliament and local government, it was not intended to create a prince and royalties in our parliament for those women. We introduce term limits in order to make sure that there are opportunities for more women to enjoy the benefits of the reservation of special seats for them.
Mr. Lissu, what is your vision for Tanzania now?
My vision for Tanzania has not changed. It is a country that respects its citizens, enjoys viable democratic system of government, fundamental human rights of its citizens, and that lives in peace with its neighbors and the wider world.
You and I, we have spoken on many occasions, and your main concern has been a demand for a new constitution and electoral reform. How far do you hope to go on these demands?
Our party has resolved in our recent reform of our electoral system. There is no point in continuing in elections which we know are rigged well in advance. We know that the results are preordained. Our clarion call from now on is no reform, no election.
What does that mean?
It means that we will fight for reform, and if there is no reform, we don't see why there should be election.
What would Chadema do if the current government, President Samia Suluhu Hassan, does not give in to your demands?
We'll continue pushing as long as it takes to ensure that we get what the country has long deserved.
There is election this year in Tanzania. Do you plan to run for the presidency?
No reform, no election, my friend.